It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is a fresh week. It's a Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Mr. Vogel, are you there?
Hello, Rob Shooter. Are you done chasing the royals or the would-be royals around?
We can't use that word.
Did you put them on a jet? Did you put them on a JetBlue flight back to LA?
We can't use the word chasing. It triggers them. We have to be very, very careful with the royals. I've been doing a lot of talking about them. I've been on all the shows. It's fun to go to those TV shows. Do you know what's really fun? Being on TV is a lot of fun. What's really fun is getting there early and sitting in the green room and bumping into people. Hello, Chris Cuomo. And bumping into like these foreign leaders and experts in the world. Because the green rooms, particularly at news shows like the CNNs, the News Nations, the MSNBCs, in the green room, it's full of like really smart people and me like to talk about the royals. Because they're there to talk about inflation or really important things.
But even so, I mean, if you've listened to Rob Shooter, and as you've taught many of us, including myself, is something like that is the equivalent of an elevator. You sit there and you just listen and you people watch and you absorb and then you become an exclusive source for things per se.
Oh, I get many a source. I sign up in that green room. I've got to say, though, too, the producers told me afterwards that they all wanted to talk to me because they wanted to talk about the royals. So all the smarty pants, all they cared
about. Imagine if you had a Brooklyn accent. Would you have the same success
I've got to say, the Barry Manilow card helps. If you don't know, my husband does write the songs that make the whole world sing with Barry Manilow. It does help. People love Barry. So thank you, everybody, for being so nice to me in these green rooms. We've got a big royal story at the top of the show. But before we get into the show, I just want to say a little prayer for my friend Wendy Williams. I'm hearing really bad things. Her friends are really concerned. Wendy's rep has denied that she was hospitalized last weekend. However, people I'm talking to are really, really, really worried about her. So when the news broke that she had been hospitalised, I called her. I have her number. I called her. And this is what made me really scared. It went straight to voicemail. So normally when you call Wendy, it rings and rings and rings. And you can just imagine her like running around her apartment trying to find it under...
Where is that
it's
thing?
Under
Where
one of her leopard skin pillows or under her Gucci shoes or under a wig. And so it was really strange that it went straight to voicemail. And she normally answers. And if she doesn't answer, it rings and rings and rings, you leave a message and she calls you back. She didn't call me back. So there's a couple of things here that makes me really concerned. What does it mean when your phone goes straight to voicemail? No rings,
I mean,
straight.
Many of things. You might not have service, or your phone is dead, per se, or you literally just
turned it off.
On do not disturb.
Right.
You know, there's many of ways. And of course, you know, just as normal human beings, we automatically jump to the worst scenario,
oh, no,
you know.
Oh, no.
But I wanted to say, you were planning on meeting up with her.
I was.
Right?
Yeah, I was. She had this gig that she was going to go and do out of town. She was getting paid to go and speak somewhere, and she cancelled that because she was sick, and then there was a report that she had actually been hospitalized. She's out of hospital now, I'm told, but I love her, and she's been so kind to me. And we talk, and I think we talk a lot more than people actually even think we do. Often when I'm going for my walk each day, my phone will ring, and there's Wendy. Like,
is that why you hang up on me?
Yeah, I was like, gotta go. No, you're as much fun. But when you don't hear back from somebody, and then you hear the news, you gotta send a prayer. I reached out to a few of her friends, and she doesn't have many friends. She's quite a lonely person, if the truth be told. And I think that's one of the reasons that she calls me as much as she does. And so I do know a few other people she talks to, and we all spoke this weekend, and we're all really worried.
You know, it's funny because I knew you told me Thursday or Friday that, hey, this is what I'm doing this weekend. And as soon as I saw the story, I was like, oh, wow, were you with her possibly? And then I turned on CNN, but nope, there you are. That's how I checked in on you, Rob
Shooter. On CNN talking. Although I do know, Wendy, had you called, if you're listening, hello, I know she listens to the podcast. If you had called, I would have been there. I want her to know that she does have one friend out there. I'm happy to be your friend. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
Yes.
It's tea time.
Oh, it's tea
this is
time.
A big story at the top of the show. So Harry and Meghan are being accused of being too cheap to pay for a hotel in New York City, and that's what led to all this trace drama just a few days ago. So the couple allegedly demanded that the Carlisle Hotel, it's where Princess Diana used to stay, Tom Cruise right. stays there, it's a really fancy hotel, give them a discounted room for their New York trip. Now, Page Six are reporting that they have sources in law enforcement who said the bosses at the Carlisle basically refused a hefty discount, and that is the reason that the couple stayed instead at their friend's house on the Upper East Side, and that ultimately is what led to all this stuff with the paparazzi. What happened here, I hit the phones because the story didn't make sense. Why were they driving around Manhattan for, they alleged, 2 hours? Obviously it was a little less than that. Why did they go to the police station? Why didn't they just get in their car and drive to their hotel or to their friend's apartment where they were staying? In Manhattan, we live in high rises, you can't ring the doorbell, you get through the lobby. So literally they get pictures of you getting out of a car and walking into a lobby. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is this is a secret place. They don't want anybody to know that they're staying there. It's not theirs. It's a friend's. They were protecting their friend's privacy. Had they stayed at a hotel, none of this would have happened. They would have just drove to the Carlisle or maybe even the Mandarin Oriental, which has garages under the building. So you can literally drive in and get in an elevator.
It must be nice to be rich.
Can you imagine? But they are rich, though. I mean, he is a prince and they did earn, was it $100 million from Netflix?
Well, yeah. But Rob Shooter, I get it, too. Like, I know you deny it, but to a degree, you have a form of fame to you. You know what I mean? Like, where you go out. Imagine, like, we couldn't wrap our heads around
imagine.
How popular they are.
I couldn't
you
imagine.
You know what
it.
I mean? And they're about my age. They're around 38 years old. To be somewhat normal for a small inkling of time, whether it be staying at a friend's house versus staying at, you know, the same hotel ever. I get it. Like, I understand it. And I know that, yes, it put New York City into a tizzy for a couple days.
Right.
And it made, you know, everybody all pissed off and how they're like. The conspiracy theory in me sees two things about this. One, that it really wasn't from them per se. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, and you know, you're a former publicist. Why wouldn't they put out a statement saying, here is the correct thing that was said? And then the one thing that kind of has been bothering me over the weekend about it is the photographers. Mm. So if they ask for the photos, like, right? So it was the front page of at least the New York News for 2 or 3 days. The photographers saying that, oh, we have the photos and videos, we're not handing it over. We're in 2023, people. You save the photos on your computer, you hand them over, you let them rest their case, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Because
I hear what you're saying. The photographers did have a really witty and sharp comeback. They said,
of course.
In England, you might be a king and you can demand us to hand the property to the king, but in America, that doesn't work like that. So they have to be a little careful here. You're right. Had they issued a statement saying it wasn't near catastrophic, but it was chaotic. It was very triggering.
Right.
It was very upsetting. They could have
Maybe
dampened
the
down.
Accent. The accent they could have dampened it down, but they heard catastrophic. You know?
Oh my goodness, everybody in New York melted down. We thought this is Princess Diana Part 2, which thankfully it was not, nowhere even near that. But this is interesting about hotels. You mentioned I have a little bit of celebrity. I have nothing like these two. But I put myself into safe positions. Like, I don't go places that I know are not going to be comfortable for me. I'm not famous, by the way, but occasionally someone might recognize me. If I had been these two, I would have stayed at a really lovely five-star hotel who have security, who have underground garages. If they can get Tom Cruise in and out of the Carlisle, if they can get Princess Diana in and out of the Carlisle, they could have got Harry and Meghan. So if you're listening, you two, hello, 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 just set yourself up. And I do get it. And this is what's so interesting about really rich and famous people. Everybody has a budget. It doesn't matter how famous you are, how rich you are. This hotel, it costs about $6,000-$7,000 a night. It's not $200, and that's a lot of money too, let me tell you. And so they do make compromises. Never compromise your safety. It's just not worth it. And I think friends too, this is what my sources are telling me. It's so interesting. It's like problems we would have. Friends are sort of like getting sick of them staying on the sofa. They're not staying on the sofa, they're staying in a little... But you know, it's almost like when I go to London, I love staying at my parents' house, my friend's house, because it saves me a fortune. It's really expensive to get a hotel in London. But,
of course.
But if the room's not available at my friend Jörg's house, if the room's not available for some reason at my sister's house, I'm prepared to get a hotel.
Well, yes, and I think they are too. But like I said, I think every so often they specifically... And yes, well, the arguing can be made. They're royals. They're in the limelight. Every so often, they want to be normal. And I get they aren't normal, but they want to at least feel like they're normal.
Oh, so you're saying it's not a cheap thing. They wanted to have a regular apartment. I want to feel like it's going to be a rose.
No, we are not in the suite. We are not in that suite.
Okay.
And we put a pillow down the middle of the bed.
No, we kiss. You give me roses.
No, we put a pillow, you give me roses.
You'll be able to resist me.
No,
okay, this show's going
line.
Off the rails. We want to know what you think about all this, because that's what really matters on the Naughty But Nice Show. Harry and Meghan are said to be too cheap to pay for a hotel, and that led to all this drama in New York City. Would you let them sleep on your sofa? So if Harry and Meghan were coming to your town and they couldn't afford a hotel, they didn't want to spend all that money on a hotel, would you let them sleep on your sofa? That could be fun for one night, not for two. I think, you know, house guests, you know, two nights, three nights, you're pushing your luck.
You gotta at least consider a weekend. You can't do one night. If it's one night, it's in the middle of the week.
But if you stay a week, that's pushing your luck. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett. What are you working on?
Well, speaking about being cheap, the opposite of that. So over the weekend, you might have seen the story that Beyonce and Jay-Z bought a $200 million mansion out in Los Angeles on the Pacific Coast in California. Fans, of course, were like, well, just because you have that money doesn't mean you need to spend it, of course. That is the second most expensive home purchase in American history. The top being, of course, right here in our beloved New York City at a $238 million home. At that point, $38 million feels like pocket change. you know what I mean? Like, it's very nice, of course. You can't argue it, but it also looks like a Google campus, or what Apple works on. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's very sterile. And it could well. It's very sterile.
You know, it's weird. Though not everyone's cup of tea, I mean, to each their own, as they say, there's over 7,000 cubic yards of concrete. That is so much concrete, Rob Shooter. That's where all the money went to. It's actually a very small, cheap house, but all the expensive concrete. But here's the thing, you know, and I know fans are like, oh, $200 million, that could go to whatever. Yeah. They earned it. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's their money.
Their money.
Who are we?
Yeah, it's their
Who
money.
Are we? Well, you know what? I think everybody's a little bit jealous, and rightfully so, because I think we all wish we could have and afford a $200 million home.
I don't know if I'd ever want a house that big. It's huge. I like little houses. I get scared very easily. I like to be able to see all the doors.
Remember what we just said about guests?
That's right.
You know, having a $200 million
home. We could have a
home,
guest. You could have, yeah.
Oh, we could have many.
We wouldn't even
guests,
know they were there.
We wouldn't find them for months.
It's magnificent. I think part of this, too, is very rarely ever do you think of anything being worth $200 million. So it's lovely to look at the photographs and be like, oh, what you get for your money. Like, I hope they don't have to fix it up. Like, for $200 million, you just bring a toothbrush. Like, you move in.
Oh, of course. Like, remember, like, when you were little and you were like, wow, if I can make $100,000,
I'm so rich.
I would be like, that's like close to a millionaire, mm-hmm. you know, like $200 million.
I still feel like that a little bit. I do. I'm really naive with money. When I see like a $20 bill in my wallet, I'm like, oh, wow.
But it's so funny.
I can get a Starbucks. Like,
right, exactly. But at certain points, when you pay for something, let's just say a car, like a car is like, you know, $15,000. But then it's like, well, for an extra $2,000, we can put some nice seating, like leather seat. Well, it's like at this point, $2,000. And for them, $200 million is like, okay, you know what? Let's just throw an extra $4 million into putting grass.
It's absolutely amazing. Okay, I love this story. Before we go to break, Oprah Winfrey, do you ever wonder what she said off camera after giving out all those cars? Well, now we know exactly what she said, because Candy Davis, who is a 48-year-old TikToker, was in the audience in November 2010 when Oprah gave everybody a Volkswagen Beetle. Do you remember that? And now Davis is telling all about what happened. So she said the taping actually took 2.5 hours. It's not live to tape, so it's not the hour show, the 50-minute show you see. 2.5 hours, and the audience members were really emotional, and some even felt undeserving of this amazing gift. And one by one, they met with the lawyers to iron out legal issues. So when Oprah initially gave cars out in 2004, all those people had to pay the taxes, and that got a lot of bad press. So Oprah said, if I'm going to do it again, I want to make sure all the taxes are paid. So Oprah even had lawyers there to make sure this was all done beautifully, but that took a little time. And this sentiment of not being worthy, of being undeserving, it got back to Oprah. And so she kicked off her gold heels and she sat on the edge of the stage, no cameras, and she said to the audience, listen, I know you don't feel you deserve any of this stuff, and you don't. None of you deserve this, but you are worthy of it, and I want you to remember that. Now, the TikToker is claiming this is not a dig, this is not a backhanded compliment, this is a well-intentioned person delivering a monologue.
Well, you know, and I think in that, I know how some of those TV personalities are. Once the cameras go off, you know, it's more like sarcastic, you know, joking around with the audience. You know, I could see Oprah going, you know, none of you are worth any of it. You know what I mean?
Like, worthy, she says they're worth it, but they don't deserve it. And that's so interesting.
Yeah, no, you know, I grew up around Regis Philbin, and Regis would do it a lot where he would start, you know, not making fun, like kind of poking fun at people in the audience, you know, if they're like, hey, you know, you can't put a smile on your face. Right. I mean, I'm Regis, you know? So I could see Oprah doing that where it's just like everybody's shocked and goes, just to let everybody know.
I can see
you know, none of you deserve any of
this. She didn't mean any disrespect for it, though. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder, my dear friend Garrett. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Last show, we talked about nobody from the royal family reached out to Harry and Meghan after the paparazzi car incident. Should his dad and his brother have picked up the phone? Let's have a look. 70% said yes. I think I agree. At least a text. This could have been an opportunity to heal. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results now. It's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, we are getting back to signs of somewhat normalcy in our world. You know, the movies are making a ton of money. I think I read a story like if the movies gross $4 billion within the next 2 weeks, like overall, it's almost back to pre-pandemic ways. And same thing with concerts. Beyonce and Taylor Swift are about to become the highest grossing tour. Ready for this? Not of this year, of all time. So Beyonce obviously has her Renaissance tour that is coming to America very soon, and Taylor Swift just pretty much swiping across the entire coast from east to west here in the U.S. About to break the $1 billion mark ever. I mean, right now, Sir Elton John has that with his Yellow Brick Road farewell tour that's been going on for about 14 years, it feels like. And that has over $817 million, according to Billboard. I mean,
Taylor.
Taylor's coming to town this weekend, you know, here in New Jersey, and you know, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Pretty much the every city she's turned to. This is how big you know you are when the city itself turns its name into something related to your music. And it's not like, oh, it's Taylor Town. No, they find a lyric in her song and they change it over. And every city has done
that. What has New York done?
So, here's the debate of it. It's not really New York. It's New Jersey.
Of course, just Jersey. Yeah.
So the city of Secaucus, yep, which isn't a sexy name within itself, is probably in charge of changing its name for Taylor, since the concert will
closest
be held
to there.
In
I can't Sepulch. Wait. Yeah. I can't wait. Let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, uh-oh, naughty. Caroline Manzo from the Housewives of New Jersey said Barbara Walters offended her backstage at The View. Oh. So she was backstage at The View, and before the show, the hosts normally go to the guests' dressing room, say hello.
Right.
What do you want to talk about? It's really excited that you're here. Lots of energy. And so she heard Barbara walking down the hallway, and she was like, oh my God, Barbara's coming. Barbara's coming. I'm going to meet Barbara next. And then Barbara didn't want to meet Caroline Manzo, and Caroline said she realizes it was because of how lowbrow reality TV was considered at the time, but her perspective changed about Barbara when she found that the other guest on the day show was a woman who wrote a book about being a professional mistress, and she was like, oh, so Barbara will meet the quote professional mistress but not the Real Housewives. People still look down their nose at those reality shows. We're running out of time, so let's end quickly with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Friendship is telling somebody to go to hell and then worrying that they get there safely. You can tell your friends off. You can get grumpy with your friends. But even in those moments, you still love them. So friendship, yep, is telling your friends to go to hell and worrying that they get there safely. Adorable. That is it for
that
today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe. But thank you, darling, on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Stop it. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, Garrett, remember all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you
got to
be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.